So I think I'm seeing them increase surveillance and control, which is not helping anybody. In fact, it's bringing trust way down, if you can imagine. And then trying to replicate exactly how they worked in the office, but doing it remotely. That's another mistake I see. So for example, people on 12 hours of back-to-back Zoom calls expected to have their camera on the whole time, because that would be the equivalent of you sitting in a chair in front of me in the office for 12 hours. And that is not okay. I mean, we can talk forever about Zoom fatigue. Obviously, it's a new phenomenon. I didn't even know what it was, but I've done the research. Others have as well. It's not fake. It's a real thing. And it has to do with the technology, and because it's just the way that we are trying to distinguish emotions from other people and all the different things, that it's just a different medium. And so that Zoom fatigue is real. And so those are some of the things I see leaders making as mistakes, and it's just not helping them at all.